The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. In this episode, we talk to private practice owner Kelly Duggan from PTU Clinic in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, live at the APTA's next conference in Boston. We covered what it was like having three kids and starting a clinic on her own, what she did before opening the doors to set her up for success, and what sources of information and knowledge does she utilize regularly to keep her up to date without wasting her precious time. The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Welcome to ours.
Can't get enough of it.
This is PT Pintcast. It's a podcast about physical therapy.
How could you not love it?
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. I am here with Kelly Duggan. Kelly, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Your story kind of came across our email a few months ago, and we were going to interview you over the internet like we do some of the interviews. Then I found out we were coming to Boston. You're based in Massachusetts. So your story was different, and I love the fact that you can come to a conference and we're all the same. We're all PTs, but we're all vastly different. And yours is pretty much the same in that it's different. What's your story in a nutshell? How are you so different?
I have been treating for 8 years, graduated with my DPT.
From where?
The MGH Institute of Health Professions over in Charlestown here. I treated at a hospital for a while, did a little work in home care, switched to private practice, love private practice.
Hold on, don't skip over that. That's a big jump. You going to work, you always know there's going to be patients there.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be, you know, supplies, the lights are going to be on, the rent is paid. But then when you go to do it yourself, that's not easy.
No.
Especially because you weren't alone when you were doing it, right?
No.
Family?
Yeah, family.
Yeah. You had a family.
So I got married. I have three children. So they have 4, 2, and 1. So when I was pregnant and had really just had my third child, made the switch to opening up my own.
So that's juggling. We call that juggling.
Yes.
Because you got three kids, a husband, probably some sort of semblance of a life.
Yep.
And now you're doing this job thing, but now your job thing actually takes a lot of attention. You can't just go there and do. You've got to do and then go there and do.
Yes. Constant work. My kids are little, so that makes it a little bit easier. When looking at opening a clinic, it was kind of a now or 20 years from now kind of thing.
Right.
So my kids on the ideal night are in bed by 8:30. So I can work, you know, I work all day, come home, we do, you know, dinner, baths, bedtime, the whole thing. And then I work until I fall asleep.
Get out of here.
Same thing the next day. So it's a lot of work, but this was the time to do it.
So when you said it was either now or 20 years from now, what made you say it's now?
Go big or go home. It's worth a shot, right? I wanted a little more autonomy, and I knew I'd have to work full-time either way. So I thought, well, if I have to work full-time because I have three kids, I want to work for myself, and I want to build my own dreams and work towards my goals. So I went for it.
So scale of 0 to 10, not pain scale, but like in terms of nerves, how nerve-wracking was saying, tomorrow I am going to be my own boss?
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but I am the type of, I'm going to give it a 10. So I'm the type of person that thinks, all right, well, let me plan this out, and let me also think worst case scenario. So I went through my head and I said, well, worst case scenario, you know, I stick it out, maybe I don't make money, and that's okay, because I'm not in it to make money, but I'm going to learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if I decide that this doesn't work out for me, well, now I have this whole knowledge set that I didn't have before that now maybe I can get into, you know, a hospital-based system or something like that and work in more of a managerial or director role.
You knew you were going to gain something.
Absolutely, yeah.
What'd you do? Did you rent space? Was it a physical business? Because some people open concierge PT or, you know, I'll come to you PT. Or was it a physical space?
No, it's a physical space.
What's it called? Let's give people a chance to go to the website.
It's called Physical Therapy U. So our website is ptuclinic.com.
Okay.
We're on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay. So what kind of clinic?
We do ortho, mostly ortho and some neuro. I'd say it's 90 ortho, 10% neuro. A little bit of vestibular, a little neurologic.
So you do PT.
I mean, I do physical therapy.
We can just say that. You do physical therapy.
It's a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's myself and then I've got two other clinicians. So we started out, I have like a 1,200 square foot space.
Okay.
May was our 1 year anniversary.
Congrats.
And thank you. And on our 2 year anniversary, right now we're looking at moving into a bigger space.
So it's going well.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
moving to a bigger space, but it's not going well.
Right.
What did you learn in the first year that you started? Did you start with just yourself, or did you start with other clinicians?
I started
as well?
With just myself.
Okay.
And a part-time office manager, who's my sister, who's been phenomenal.
Good. We can say her name.
Katie. Yes. So what have I learned? I learned everything. I mean, there's a lot that I didn't know. So that has just been insane. I've learned a little bit of billing. I've learned, you know, referral stuff, insurances, soup to nuts. You have to know it when you own it and, yeah. you're talking about it.
Can't fudge it.
No, you can't.
You can't pass the buck up. There's no more up.
It's constant knowledge. It's like, you know, you're back in PT school and you're working nonstop and you're learning. But it's fun, right?
Yeah, you're saying... It is fun. Isn't it in the moment? Is it fun?
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Well, we could rank them: exhausting and fun after, just below that.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part, and what's been the easiest part in doing it?
The hardest part is leaving the kids. It's nothing to do with the PT. I could do that in my sleep. It's definitely the all right. Well, I need to work 2 more hours, and knowing that the kids are at home. So that's by far the hardest part. But it's been worth it. So I keep doing it.
Yeah. What's the easiest part? Is it the physical therapy aspect of it, because that's where your passion lies? Or
PT's not easy, right?
No, it's not.
So the easiest part, I would say, is just showing up and then starting the day. You know, that's the easiest part. But the PT part of it is it's never easy, but it's fun.
It's also the rewarding part.
It's the most rewarding.
How did you decide it was time to add another clinician and then eventually another clinician? So you got two with you.
Yeah.
How'd you know you were able to do it?
We started to get, I was working crazy hours. That's how I knew. I said, I need some help. I was working crazy hours. I hate the word, we have a wait list, right? So when it was getting to that point of, I couldn't book someone that week and I had to book them out 1 week, I said, I need to hire someone because I don't want to have a practice where someone calls up and says, my back is killing me. And I say, I don't have anything for 1 week. So I knew I had to hire. And the same thing when we hired our second person, it was starting to get a little tight. And I said, we're trying to provide a service. We want to be able to give people what they need. So we needed a new clinician, so hired one.
Are you from Massachusetts originally?
I am. Yeah.
I can tell with the accent.
So hard not to have
just
it.
Let it loose. some quick love to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, where we're hanging out at their booth here at the Next Conference in Boston. And these guys do short-term placements, long-term placements. Essentially, if you want to be a PT anywhere, they get you hooked up. It doesn't cost you the PT. I think that's one of the common misconceptions. If you want to be a travel PT or you want to have someone else find you a job, it doesn't cost you anything. In fact, they'll help you with career services. They'll help you doll up your resume. Again, doesn't cost you anything. They're going to find you a job and you go get paid to go and be a PT. So you can check out more information online at aureusmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com. So thanks to those guys for inviting me out to another conference and hanging with them. What would you give as advice to somebody who's in the same spot? They're saying, eventually I want to be my own boss. And they're in the same spot you were, where it was like, it's now or 20 years from now. What's maybe one or two questions you should ask yourself before you pull that trigger and open your own clinic?
Are you going to be happy if it doesn't work out? And I always tell people, this is my advice for anybody that's looking into it, is find someone who's doing what you want to do and talk to them. So I was a mom of three, so I found some other moms with multiple children who were business owners, and I reached out to them to ask them the real questions of, am I going to be able to be okay with this?
Yeah. PT specific moms or just or business?
I went and found physical therapy clinic owners who were parents, moms specifically.
It's the best form of advice. What else is your passion? So you opened your own clinic, you're doing now. What else are you into? Why do you come to an event like Next? What else are you looking to get into?
Love education, love learning new things. Right now I'm looking into, there were a couple places here that have it, like 3D motion analysis.
Yeah.
Because we do a little bit with sport. PTs are movement specialists, right? But if I could have a nice little visual for my patients and an easy little printout, that would be huge.
Yeah.
So right now we're looking at 2D, 3D analysis. It's interesting stuff. I don't have a background in biomechanics, and a lot of these programs are based off of that.
Right.
So I'm learning a lot about it.
Got a chance to geek out with a woman by the name of Irene Davis. She's over at the Spalding Center at Harvard, and she has some toys.
Yeah.
She's got some motion toys. She showed us a fraction of what those things are able to do. She also even said, though, my hands, my eyes are more valuable than the toys. The toys are great. They're very valuable. But being a PT, these things we got, in our head, our eyes and our hands and how we feel can be just as valuable too. But it is
100%,
fun. It is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm a guy, so I like the toys too.
Yeah. It's fun. And it's now I'm in private practice. So I have to think what do people want and what's going to put me ahead of other clinics? So if I can provide, I have this fancy new toy.
Yeah.
People like that.
In the private practice section,
Yes. Yeah.
What do you get out of that? What value do you see?
The biggest thing for me is, again, I don't have time. So they send out a magazine every month, Impact, mm-hmm. Short little articles that get straight to the point. I have 2 minutes. I'm going to pick it up and read a quick article. It's phenomenal. Yeah, Impact Magazine. That's the biggest thing I get.
Directly applies to you.
Yes.
And will hopefully either solve a problem you're having now or clue you into something you need to be paying attention to. I think that's a good reason for people to be a member of a section. I also think it's a good reason to be a member of the APTA at large because they have PTA Motion.
Yes.
I think they do the same thing in terms of, we're going to boil it down for you. Once a month, we're going to hit you with what you need to have, mm-hmm. and then beyond your way. I don't own my own clinic, but I don't have 2 hours to devote to surfing the internet to look for what I don't even know I'm looking for, and they boil it down for you.
We gotta go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Rock Tape, more than just a tape company. Rock Tape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Three questions, Kelly, is what we do with all of our guests. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First question. Where's somewhere in the United States that you wouldn't mind going to be a PT? Arias Medical Staffing, as I mentioned before, gets you a job anywhere in the U.S. Where would you go for 13 weeks? If you could leave the clinic, it's on autopilot. The kids could come with you. You're going to go somewhere and be a PT for a little while. Where are you going?
Nashville.
Nashville?
I'm not a big country person. I couldn't name one country star right now. But I love to hear patient stories. So if I'm going somewhere for that amount of time to actually be a PT and treat, I can only imagine the types of stories that people in Nashville have, right? Everybody's trying to make it. Everybody's got a story. So I would love to be, I guess, in Nashville where you have these cool, and live music every night, which would be great.
Every night.
Right.
Every night. Second question on three questions. What's something you've read that has really inspired you? It doesn't have to necessarily be PT related.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Impact Magazine because I don't have time to sit down and read a book right now. I don't know if you heard what I just said with the business and the three kids.
All
but
right.
Yeah, Impact Magazine, short little bursts, phenomenal stuff. So
cool. Third question, who is someone within the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Who's someone we should check out?
Okay, so we all probably know a little bit, Karen Litzy, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not who but what. The Women in PT Summit in New York City this September. I think if you don't know what it is, go to the website, check it out. You should be there. Whether you're a woman or a guy that, you know, is a PT, it doesn't matter. It's going to be so helpful to all of us.
And we've got the shirt we're wearing right now. We'll take a picture of it. It says the future is female.
That's cool.
All right, you're off the hot seat for three questions. All right, every episode we record is a pint. We got new pint glasses here from Arias and Owen's Recovery Science and Rock Tape. Those guys hooked us up. So every episode we record is a pint. But then when we're done with the pint, we do shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum, Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
So, parting shot of wisdom, what's something you'd leave the field of physical therapy with? A little nugget, if someone wanted to go out and do the thing that you've done, which is go out on your own, what's something you want everybody to know who is thinking about it?
It's worth it. It's worth it. Go for it.
Pull the trigger. Give people the information, how they can find you, website, and your socials again.
PTU Clinic. So at PTU Clinic. That's Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Facebook is PTU Clinic. Our website is ptuclinic.com.
Kelly, appreciate you stopping by and dropping some knowledge on us and really highlighting the importance of, number one, do it. pull the trigger, and the value of that private practice section here in the APTA.
Yeah. Thank you. This was great. I appreciate the opportunity.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.